Unit 7. Just advertise it. Track 16.
Hello and welcome to our broadcast. This is Donna Sweden, and today we will talk about businesses and their marketing strategies. Our guest, Michael Byrne, is going to talk about Nike. This company is well known for its unique marketing strategies.
Thank you for inviting me to talk about this famous company that is, in my opinion, very popular with young people at the moment.
I think that's right. So, could you please tell us something about the history of the company?
Yes, of course. On January 25th, 1964, track athlete Phil Knight and his coach Bill Bowman founded a company called Blue Ribbon Sports. In their first year of business, they worked as a distributor for a Japanese company, selling 1,300 pairs of shoes. They sold them mostly out of their cars because they didn't even have a shop. By 1966, they had earned about $8,000 and were able to open their first store. Sales continued to increase rapidly. In 1971, Blue Ribbon Sports became Nike. The name is derived from the Greek goddess of victory.
What kind of products does Nike sell now?
Nowadays, Nike is the world's leading sporting goods manufacturer. The company produces and sells a range of different products. Nike is famous for its sports shoes, running shoes, basketball shoes, and sneakers that you can wear every day. Apart from clothing and sports equipment, Nike also sells watches, backpacks, and other items. Nike owns several other brands, for example, Converse. In 2017, the company's revenue was $34.35 billion, and it employed 74,400 people worldwide.
Wow. Nike certainly is a great example of a brand getting started with a simple business idea.
I agree with you. But let me go on to tell you something about Nike's branding strategy that is quite exceptional.
Of course. Please go ahead.
Experts think that Nike's marketing is responsible for its enormous success. The famous swoosh logo was created by a graphic design student called Carolyn Davidson in 1970. She only received $35 for the design because Knight didn't like it in the beginning.
How does Nike employ its successful marketing strategy? Could you please tell the listeners something about that?
Certainly. First, we have to consider how much money Nike invests in its marketing division. I found figures that stated that its marketing investments amounts to billions of dollars. Nike uses emotional branding. In its ads, the actual products are often not even shown. Instead, the advertisements depict a kind of battle. A sporting hero overcomes challenges and obstacles. Often there is no real adversary. The hero fights against his or her own exhaustion, laziness, or self-doubt. Despite all these odds, the hero manages to find the inner strength to just do it.
That's interesting. They do not focus on a product, but tell a story. Could you please tell us more about that?
Sure. Nike also promotes its various products with celebrities and professional athletes. They show consumers a lifestyle that has personal benefits as well as health benefits. The slogan, "Just Do It," is more than 30 years old, and a lot of customers still like it. It's catchy, it's simple, but it offers a variety of individual interpretations. Additionally, it establishes a relationship between Nike and its fans that motivates them to overcome difficulties by action.
What about the use of social media and the internet?
As far as the internet is concerned, Nike was one of the first companies to use it, and to use social media as well. It launched its website in 1999, 7 years earlier than one of its strongest competitors, Adidas.
That sounds innovative, but let me just add one critical remark at the end of our broadcast. Do you really think one gets fitter just by buying Nike products?
Of course not, no. It's just advertising. A company wants to sell you something. In this case, it's shoes and sporting goods. And for that to work, it sells you an image, a lifestyle, maybe even a dream. In this case, it's the image of a fitter, healthier life, of being a hero. That makes you buy the product. But shoes alone cannot make you run faster or go to the gym regularly. That's all up to you. Maybe buying new running shoes inspires you to train more, but you have to do the hard work of putting on these shoes and going for a run a few times a week. You have to remember all these inspiring advertisements only exist to influence how you spend your money.
Thank you very much for being on the show today and for informing us about advertising strategies.
The pleasure was all mine.